Where was 196? That's you put on a couple pounds of muscle since.
I put on about 7 pounds of muscle. I've been training hard at Exos, and I feel like they've prepared me for what I'm about to get ready for.
What do you hope to accomplish here with the drills on Saturday?
Just open eyes. I know a lot of people don't show me a lot of attention, but when I leave here, man, I look to open a lot of eyes.
What do you mean, not a lot of attention? You're a college All-American last year.
I just feel like people go to the big name school guys instead of the Colorado State, the low D1 kind of school. So, yeah, that's what I mean.
How was the transition this last year? You set all the records, or you're number one ranked all year as a sophomore. Last year, quarterback change, coach change. Was it difficult for you at times?
I say the most difficult thing was learning a new playbook, just being in McElwain's playbook and then changing to a more of a run-based scheme. So, I mean, nothing towards Coach Bobo. Man, he's a great coach, but I say that's the most difficult part.
Is that what the teams ask you, what the biggest difference was between the 2 years? Do you tell them Grayson was gone or the change in offense or all of the above? Or what do you say?
No, sir. I just say, man, we got a different coaching scheme. I mean, we don't do the same things that we used to do back when we had McElwain. And, I mean, you got to get used to it. So you got to be willing to face adversity and overcome.
If the rules would have allowed you, you were ready for this jump last year. No doubt about it as far as coming out after your junior year rather than staying for one more year.
It took a lot of consideration in coming out early. I know I talked to my mom, I talked to friends close to me, but what my coach told me was go with what gives you peace. I talk to God a lot. I'm a very spiritual person, and I went to him, and every time I told myself I was going to do this, I was at peace. So now that I'm here, I'm ready to show y'all what I got.
Is mom in Mesquite?
Yes, sir. She's in Dallas.
You grew up a Cowboy fan?
Yeah, you can say that.
Is there one drill you're looking forward to the most?
Oh, the route running. I feel like that's where I excel the most at. A lot of guys can't run a route. You can run 40 yards, but you can't get open, man. So I feel like that's my level of play, is getting open.
What do you hope to run in the 40?
I'm going to let y'all see that. I can't tell y'all.
Where did Hollywood come from?
When I was young, I played defense. Played little league, I'm sure y'all know. And man, this kid caught a pass, man, and I just came down and drilled him. And it was just like ever since that game, my coach was like, man, you keep doing things like that, I'm calling you Hollywood. The name just stuck around, and I'm Hollywood Higgins now. So
great, it's the alliteration.
Yeah,
Hollywood Higgins.
It's great.
Yeah, is there a guy that you might have been compared to? I've watched a lot of your games, and you remind me of Chad Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the way he plays.
Yeah.
Has people told you things like that, or other players that they might remind you of someone?
I had a guy on my team tell me I look similar to Martavis Bryant.
Okay.
I watched one game. I don't know who he was going against. I was like, man, you know what? I kind of do favor Martavis Bryant a little bit. He might be a little faster than me, but the way he come off press, the way he run his routes, I believe I look like Martavis Bryant a little bit.